Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Michael J. And this is Hypothetical. This week, I'm excited to channel my inner Robert Palmer, because when it comes to my guest this week, you might as well face it. He's addicted to pens. That's right. The pen addict himself, Brad Dowdy's here. Brad, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Hello, Michael J. How are you?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you having me on. This is going to be very interesting, I have a feeling.
Yeah, I agree. I'm very excited to have you, though, because we've obviously gotten to know each other over the last couple of years and consider you a good friend. And yep. I know you have a very creative mind, so I'm excited to see where this goes. So if you're ready, we'll start out with a little warm-up game. And the warm-up game tonight is going to be who, what, where, when, and why. And the topic is going to be play a game on Twitch with a guest. So for those that don't know, not only are you a pen addict, but you're also a Twitch streamer. You stream at twitch.com/penaddict.
Twitch.tv/penaddict. And I love that platform. I wish I could do it. Like, I'm good if I get once a week in on a stream. Right. I'd like to do it about three times a week, you know, just a few hours each day and, you know, just have a fun little conversation with the community is what we generally do. Right. And it's been a blast.
Yeah, it's fun. I tune in when I can. And I know sometimes, you know, it seems like you split about 50-50 between playing games and stationary stuff. Is that?
Yeah, if I'm going to do one stream a week, it's going to be stationary stuff. I mean, just, I don't know, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I addressed envelopes for like 3 hours and we just sat there and cut up the entire time. It was like my favorite stream yet. And that's all I did was address envelopes. and then like, if I do that and I'm going to stream the next day, then I'll probably play a game where we can just like hang out and chat and not necessarily have anything, you know, specific to talk about. So sure. Yeah, I really wish I could do it more. One of these days, we'll get it sorted out, see if I could get a more permanent schedule in there. But I've been saying that a lot, and it hadn't happened yet.
That's not like you have anything else going on at the moment.
No. That's all I do is I stream video games all day.
Right. if only. So If you could stream any game with any guest on Twitch, who or what would you stream with and what game would you play?
I don't want to like blow your cover completely, but this is essentially, you know, a two-part episode. We have this part and then we have the main game, right? So right. You gave me ideas on what we could talk about for the main game. And I latched onto that a lot quicker for my answers than this. This was, I had a really hard time with it. And then I don't know how it hit me or how I came across this, but I decided if I could stream with Mark Hamill and Daisy Ridley and we could play Lego Star Wars, I think that might be the single most amazing stream ever in the history of Twitch. I mean, Drake and Ninja can just sit down. I just think that would be a mind-blowing event. Not because of me, of course, but getting the two of them and playing their Lego characters on a Twitch stream, right. I just think that's gold.
Yeah, that's... I mean, I'll admit, if I were to tune into that Twitch stream, I'd be tuning in to watch you.
I don't know that I would say much. You know, they both seem to have just amazing personalities. And then adding something silly on top of it, like Lego Star Wars, not something serious.
Right.
You know, like, you know, whatever. Let's get them in World of Warcraft or whatever terrible Star Wars game, you know, is out now, like Battlefield. That would be boring. But having just like a silly fest with... Yep. You know, them playing Lego Star Wars. Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Your reactions would probably be priceless.
Yeah, I would be crying. I would be crying. Just I can picture it in my head.
That's fine.
So if you're listening, Mark Hamill and Daisy Ridley, let's make this happen.
Absolutely.
They're listeners, right? You have that data.
Yeah, we don't pinpoint specific people except in the case of those two. So yes, okay. I can say Thank you. So. So when they hear this episode and they hit you up on one of your many different platforms, are you going to have, and you guys schedule this time to play Lego Star Wars, are Mark and Daisy going to be, where are you going to do this? Are you going to do it with them in the same room, or are you guys going to be three different locations?
I think we would have to do this in the same room to get the most effectiveness set up somehow with the, you know, different screens and monitors and things like that. But we would have to use the, I think the best place would be like the Millennium Falcon set, probably in front of, you know, that crazy chess table that Chewbacca played one of the most famous games in Star Wars history. You know, sure. I figure that's the game room of the universe. So I think if we could have that as the backdrop and the us, you know, setting our computers on like the crazy Star Wars chess boards with the holographic figures fighting each other while we play. I think that's probably like the perfect situation. Like this could be, I'm looking at big budget production here, you know.
This is hypothetical. You could spend as much as you want.
Yeah, we're not going Skype call, you know, different windows. We're doing it in person, you know, Millennium Falcon original set, chessboard, whatever that chessboard thing's called. I'm sure that thing's got a name. All the stuff in Star Wars has a name, right? So I'm
yeah,
sure there's a name of it somewhere.
I'm sure. Yeah, I don't know what that name is, but that would certainly. I think you'd get a few streams that way.
Yeah, yeah. I think that would
probably a few new subs too.
We got one or two. I'm guessing one to two, two max.
One to two. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Something tells me you might be selling that a little short.
But yeah, well, I think we can get this done. I'm the more I talk about it now that I'm actually saying out loud. It doesn't sound as crazy out loud as it does in my head. We got to do this.
I agree. I mean, they're both still alive, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And so, I assume the Millennium Falcon set hasn't been destroyed. So,
yeah. If not, I'm sure there's lots of fake ones around somewhere. I'm sure we can go to Disney World or something like that. One of them's got to have a good Millennium Falcon set.
Absolutely. Or we could just have one built for you.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, money's no object.
That's right. That's right. That's man, I don't even know. There's no Twitch stream I could do that would be able to compete with that. So I'll have to make sure that when I do mine, that I schedule a different time than you.
Yeah. And I don't even have a backup plan. Like, that's it. I'm all in on this one. I don't even have like a second answer or a backup plan or what.
You're good. It's a perfectly reasonable plan.
Yeah. Like, I'm a huge Ewan McGregor fan, but I mean, Mark Hamill and Daisy Ridley just sitting there, that's chemistry. And I think that would just work out wonderfully.
Perfect. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Let me know.
All right, good. I'll let you know. You'll get the first ticket.
I appreciate it. Well, you're playing Lego Star Wars. I mm-hmm. have been debating between playing two games. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell you both. Neither are as exciting as Lego Star Wars, but mm-hmm. you'll have to bear with me. Originally, I was going to play Super Mario Brothers, mm-hmm. just a classic, brings back the good feelings from childhood. Thinking maybe I would play that with Mario and Luigi, mm-hmm. see them play themselves, just like you were going to, like you're going to do with Star Wars. But so I don't want to steal your thunder there of having the characters play themselves. So I'm going to go with my backup plan, which is the original ice hockey for Nintendo.
Oh yeah,
you can actually you can play it now on the Switch. Mm-hmm. Which reminds me just how bad it was.
Right.
But at the same time, how awesome it was.
Yeah, this is like big company publishing, right?
Yeah, this is like, I mean, obviously it's 8-bit and it's like you have your choice between three different types of players, a little guy, a medium guy, and then a big fat guy.
Yeah.
Those are your choices. But you can actually get into fights and you score goals. And basically you can only move in one direction at a time. So it's pretty ridiculous. But I love that game because I grew up with it. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to play that, and I'm going to play with PK Subban.
Okay.
From the Nashville Predators, professional hockey player, huge personality, just got his own TV show, and he's one of the best defensemen in the league, and also Lindsey Vonn's boyfriend. Because he plays for the Nashville Predators, that's the same division as the Chicago Blackhawks, my favorite team. So mm-hmm. I think I will play against him at center ice at the United Center between periods of a Hawks-Predators game.
Number one, that's a killer setup. Number two, that is a lot of pressure on you. You're going to be able to... You're just going to throw down the entire game, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I won't be tired from having skated for 20 or 40 minutes, you know, between periods. I figure he'll be pretty tired.
True. You just make him play with his gloves on.
Yeah, there we go. That'd make it more fun. I got to be fair, so I'll play with gloves on too. It'll be the worst game of ice hockey you've ever seen.
Yeah.
We'll put it up on the Jumbotrons, and so the whole crowd can be there. And at least I'll have the crowd on my side because I'll be at the Hawks game and playing against PK Subban. So
true.
I mean, even if they're not on my side, they won't be on his.
So, until he decks you on the video game ice.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I can't talk much trash because he could physically destroy me.
Yep.
But at least I'll have the pride of hopefully beating him in front of Blackhawks fans.
Yeah, I'm in. Like, completely in. I think that's a great idea.
All right, so we know who we're going to be streaming with on Twitch, what we're playing. Looking forward to watching your Lego Star Wars stream.
Sure. Coming soon.
In the meantime, why don't we switch into our main game, where tonight we are going to build our own pop-up shops. So, you know, in the last 10 or 15 years, it seems like pop-up shops have been multiplying. You know, a shop will come in for a small period of time to build up some sort of storefront, try and sell something or another. You know, we see a lot of, around here, we see a lot of like Halloween pop-up shops right before Halloween to buy costumes. I know like Google did over the past year, a bunch of pop-up shops where you can go and try out all their new devices. You know, they're there for a limited amount of time, either there to promote their products or to sell product within a given season. So tonight we're going to build our own pop-up shops. I want to know what the name of your shop is, where you're going to locate it, when will it open? What are you going to sell at your pop-up shop? What kind of sale are you going to have? How are you going to market it? Who's going to work there? And what sort of unique designs your store is going to have to attract attention?
All right. You ready for this?
What kind of pop-up shop are you going to open, Brad?
We're opening a pop-up shop called Hipster Paradise in Portland, Oregon. And it's going to be amazing.
It's already off to a great start. Hipster Paradise.
Yeah. Hipster Paradise is going to be a seasonal pop-up shop. So once a quarter in spring, summer, fall, and winter, we're going to have a 3-day weekend event in Portland where it's got to be the capital of hipsters. I mean, New York probably thinks they are, but I think, you know, Portland is the OG hipsters, and we have to have the most hipster pop-up shop that has ever been hipstered in all of the world. And Portland's got to be the place.
Okay. Sounds promising.
Yeah. So, you know, our hours are going to be from 2 to 5 p.m., 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, once a quarter. When we talk about our employees, you'll understand why the hours are what they are. Only a 3-hour window.
I was just about to ask if there was a reason for the...
There's definitely a reason. Definitely a reason for that. But you also, Michael, you know, when you're building these pop-up shops, you have a small amount of time to make money, and you would think you'd want a bigger window to, you know, see as many customers as possible, a bigger open to close window. But we're going full hipster hype train here with, we need a line outside at all times.
Yep.
So people want to know what's happening. So you gotta limit the hours. But honestly, it's primary because our employees, and you know, it's going to be an event. Like we sell merchandise, which we'll get into in a minute. But we're creating a space of full hipsterness. You know, we're gonna have live music. Our in-house band is called Fuzzy Sunsets. So during the hours of 2 to 5 p.m. on our quarterly Friday through Sunday run, it will be a 3-piece acoustic band, and they're just going to play My Bloody Valentine's Loveless album acoustically over and over again for the entirety of their run. You know, we may switch that up at future pop-ups, but at the first one, the spring, we're going with that. We'll have free beverages for our patrons, you know, free beer, free wine, free booze. You know, that always gets the hipsters in the door.
Like small batch variety type stuff.
Yeah, local, small batch, craft, you know, and all of that stuff's free because once you see the prices we charge, you'll understand that we can afford it.
Sure.
So, yeah, like, I don't know how far you want me to go down this path without bringing in your store. Am I going to build out this whole thing? Like, I got staffing.
I got questions.
All right. Hit me up.
All right. So let's talk about staffing.
All right.
You know, they only have to work 3 hours a day, mm-hmm. 3 days a quarter.
Right.
So who are these lucky employees?
Yeah, these are not, obviously, this is not a full-time gig for any of our staffers. So what we do is we recruit heavily from Voodoo Donuts, which is the hipsterest Portland donut shop. Portlanders, don't get at me. I understand it's not the best, but it's the most hipster. They're usually, I mean, at the hipster donut shops don't stay open too late. You know, they get their work done in the morning. And if our employees are not working or scheduled that day, I know hipsters do not really get up early. You know, that's not their thing. So I figured a open time of 2 o'clock in the afternoon is safe for me. Right. And then by 5 o'clock, they're like just getting out of the fog and realizing that they have to start pre-gaming for the night's festivities. So they're not going to stay much past 5 or 6 anyway. So I figure 2 to 5 p.m. is the sweet spot.
Perfect.
We have, being able to recruit from Voodoo like that, it fits, you know, our staffing parameters, right? We have a very strict, you know, code of dress code and appearance code at Hipster Paradise. Sure. So
lots of beards.
Well, I will say beards are not mandatory, okay. Michael, but what is mandatory is a minimum of 5 pieces of flair. And by flair, we mean body modifications, visible body modifications.
Oh boy.
So to be an employee for the short run of the Hipster Paradise pop-up shot, you need to have at least 5 visible body modifications, either tattoos, piercings, you know, something of the like. So, you know, you don't have to have a beard to work at Hipster Paradise, even though, you know, you certainly wouldn't be turned away, but you have to have, you know, the correct amount of flair.
Sure.
And so, by that is a little bit something extra there.
So one question about the flair, does a handlebar mustache count as a piece of flair?
It does not. That is not in the body modification realm.
Okay.
So that's a bonus. Like, hey, that's extra marks, you know, on the resume and the interview process.
Right.
You know, like if you have, you know, a neck tat, couple gauges and, you know, a half sleeve or, you know, something like that. And you're throwing on the handlebar. I mean, that's just bonus coverage.
You're really getting your employees to go all in on this.
I mean, we got to make bank in those 9 hours per quarter, Michael.
Right.
We're putting a lot into this.
I understand. So what kind of hipster products are you selling at Hipster Paradise?
Boy, do we have the hipsterest of all the hipster products. So we have 3 core offerings.
Okay.
Number one, the Portland, Oregon hipsters are proud Portland citizens and proud Oregon natives. So we're offering a combination set of the Oregon state flag made out of flannel with a matching flannel shirt.
Oh, so nice. That's a nice
That's
going to
be, yeah. So, you know, the Oregon state flags is beautiful. It's actually kind of quite simple, works well with flannel type of shirt, you know, blue background, yellow printing. We can make a nice matching flannel for that. But the state flag has to be in flannel itself. And this is not a blanket or a throw with the state flag logo on it. This is a literal flag made from flannel. So you can fly your hipster freak flag at any time. That's a $500 flag, by the way. Just want
to. And is there an add-on to get a flagpole to put the flag on?
There is not. Most of the hipsters tend to wear them over the shoulder or running through the streets, waving them. So that's generally how our flags are used.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You have to pardon my hipster ignorance. I don't have much of the hipster knowledge. So
that's our, hey, Hipster Paradise. I'm learning is coming as
you,
soon.
You go through your store here.
Right. Right. So yeah, like I said, that's our flagship, line, if you will. $500 and you get the matching shirt. The flannel shirt is $200. And the special for those two items. If you buy them both, you get them for $699. So if you know anything about hipsters, which clearly you do not, Michael,
right?
It's not always what you buy. It's how much you spend. So right. the prices are reflected accordingly here at Hipster Paradise.
And so you save a dollar by buying it as a set?
Right. Okay. I mean, no real hipster would want the big discount on any of these products. You have to know what you spent, and other people have to know what you spent by what you wear.
Of course. That makes sense.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, you get a dollar off for the combo, and that's it. That's the best we can do at Hipster Paradise.
It's very generous.
Second item is a 1/24th scale model food truck. Custom food trucks that you can make, decorate, and design to mimic your favorite Portland food truck, to create the future food truck you will own. Because I think I think the official number is like 82% of hipsters either own or have worked in a food truck. I think that's accurate. We'll have to check. We'll double check that.
And put that in the show notes. Right. Sounds very correct.
Right. So they can either create the truck that got them their start.
Right.
You know, either in the food industry or, let's face it, the homeless industry, because they're not working anymore there, but they can afford $500 flags. But so they are, or they can plan their future food truck. You know, this will come with like sticker sets and, you know, enamel decals and, you know, anything that you can put, you know, on all of these food trucks. So
sure.
That's I just think that's going to be like a huge hit for the Portland area and the hipsters. I mean, they love them some food trucks, Michael.
I mean, I'm not a hipster, but I kind of want one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we all have great food truck ideas, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And there's nothing more hipster than creating your own. I think you can do that. And then I might even, you know, if you buy that, the flag and shirt combo, I might get you a flagpole, because then you'd have something to hang it off of.
Right. Like a mini flagpole to put on your 1/24th model food truck.
Right. Free flannel flagpole.
Or will you sell a mini flannel flag to?
Yeah, I think we'll do that. I mean, I think that's probably goes without saying. Like, you know, all external accessories will be in flannel.
Right.
And sold separately. Including Oregon State flag. Sold separately. Yeah. Speaking of which, this puppy's going to set you back $350.
That's it. Oh, what a deal.
It's for, you know, a hipster and a dream. That's all they need, right?
That's right.
All right, Michael, the last item.
I can't wait to hear this.
The piece de resistance. The reason why we can only be open 3 hours a day, 3 days a quarter, is the quarterly limited edition of Aaron Draplin's beard hair sample.
Wow.
Michael, there is nothing more Portland hipster than Aaron Draplin. He's a man I know and love. He has an epic beard.
Yes.
And there's no Portland hipster I know that wouldn't want a piece of that big, beautiful, here sweet man carried around with them at home on their desk for inspiration. These are seasonal releases. So each quarter we'll have a new Aaron Draplin beard hair release.
Okay.
You know, like if you harvest bee honey in different seasons, you get a little bit different flavor, a little bit different texture. So we'll have the spring, summer, fall, and winter Draplin beard hair. There's only going to be 50 samples per pop-up shop. I imagine these will go like in the first hour of the first day, especially at $99 for like a 1 gram sample, Aaron Draplin's beard hair. I don't know what more a hipster could ask for than that. I mean, if you can come up with it, I would like to know.
What about a little flannel carrying case for the beard hair?
True. Yeah. So like we can do, you know, the hair samples. The
deluxe version.
Yeah. The deluxe version. We could have the flannel pouch in the Oregon State flag colors. Of course, everything's Oregon State flag colors.
Right.
You know, in flannel. So yeah, I just insta sellout. I don't know any two ways about it. If, you know, Aaron could grow his beard faster, we'd sell a lot more, but we are limited.
Right.
Right. We might be looking into some hair growth products. You know, Aaron and I have talked, you know, when we're working out this contract for his beard hair collection, you know, if this goes well, we might see about ramping up production for future releases.
Oh, my. Mm. I'm not sure I understand why you even need to be open for 3 days.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like you're going to sell out of everything.
Yeah.
On the first day.
I know. I mean, you know, after the first day, I think Saturday and Sunday, we might just drink and listen to Fuzzy Sunsets and sit on Instagram for most of the day. I mean, that's what most of our shop employees do anyway. Like, we only need like 3 employees at the shop, right? 1 to run the register and 2 to scroll through Instagram all day. So like, we're covered.
Right.
Like, yeah. So yeah, by Saturday and Sunday, we might just be boozing it up because we have printed money on Friday. I mean, there's no way we don't make serious bank this setup.
Sounds like you're ready to retire by the end of the year.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I have a lot of ideas, Michael. I've roped you personally into some of those ideas. This is better than anything I've ever come up with.
I got to admit, this goes beyond genius at this point. Really good.
I think it can happen. I mean, it's really good because it's really big and it's really achievable.
Yeah. And you have the audience identified very clearly.
Yeah. It's a very specific audience
right
here to point this to.
Yeah. So, you know who you're selling to and you know exactly how to sell them.
Yep.
And you've designed products that would be in high demand with them.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we could, you know, ask for investors at this point, but I don't know that we'd need it. Like, you know, just that initial seed investment to get that first flannel purchase in. Right. And, you know, this is hipster grown flannel too, by the way. We only use the finest hipster farms to source our flannel from.
So like all organically sourced.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
grass fed
Portland area backyards and neighborhood farms. I think that's where most of the hipster flannel's grown.
Sounds about right. Mm-hmm. That is, that's an awesome shop.
Mm. And, I mean, clearly.
I'm jealous that I didn't come up with that idea first because you're going to make so much money, you're not going to know what to do with it all.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
We'll definitely have to have a follow-up show.
My pop-up shop's not going to be as cool, per se. Mm. I don't have the same hipster rep on the streets to attract the same discerning audience with the high disposable income, but I'm going to give it a shot anyway. And I've got 2 shops I want to pitch you. Mm-hmm. And you can tell me which one I should pursue first.
All right.
So the first one, it's going to be called, it's a working title for the name. I haven't really come up with the ideal name for it yet, but I'm going to go with simplicity and just call it Left Right. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a pop-up shoe store. It's simple in execution, but I think it's going to be a huge hit with a wide variety of people. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to set up a large square foot store and temporarily convert it into a shoe store. And we're going to put every pair of shoes and we're going to split the left shoes from the right shoes. Mm. We're going to put the left shoes on the left side of the store and the right shoes on the right side of the store. Because not everyone's feet are the same size on the left and right.
I'm nodding my head vigorously. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So not everybody wants to wear the same shoes on both feet. Amen. I suppose. I mean, I tend to wear the same shoes on both feet, but I can't imagine everyone's like that.
It's kind of overrated. We've seen that at Hipster Paradise every now and then. It's something we have to think of for the future.
Yeah. So left shoes on the left side, right shoes on the right side. You don't have to match them up. But if you want to, it's a bit of a chore because you got to go find the matching pair of one side or the other side. So we're going to sell, you know, this most stylish shoes. We'll have everything in our pop-up shop will be special to our store because, you know, we can't just sell based on the side of your body that you want shoes for. I don't think it's going to be enough of a draw. All the shoes will be exclusive, but they'll be from the biggest and best designers. You know, we'll have the people design the best, you know, the Air Jordans that everybody wants or the LeBrons or the, I don't even know what are popular shoes anymore, Timberlands or whatever.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a shoe guy, and this is a shop I would visit absolutely.
So, and then I think for the people I'm going to hire are going to be NFL quarterbacks, mm-hmm. and because they're good at standing on their feet for long periods of time, which you have to do if you work in a shoe store, mm-hmm. they're also good at, you know, if they find it, if you're looking for, say, the, you know, a size 13 for your left foot in whichever shoe, and you're over on the right side of the store, they can pick that shoe for you and then throw it across and be pretty accurate.
Yes. Yes.
There are some customers like me that are going to be very lazy. They want to walk from side to side.
I love it.
The quarterbacks will be broken up by which way they throw. So left-handed throwing quarterbacks will work the left side of the store. Right-handed quarterbacks will work the right side of the store. It's just less thinking for them, trying to make it sure. as easy as possible.
Yeah, you got to take it easy on their brains. You've read about the concussion thing, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah,
not too much thinking.
Right. And so, you know, we'll switch it off depending on the day. The left side will wear their away jerseys and the right side will wear the home jerseys. And then we can switch it off. But this way they know, you know, they can just look at their jersey color and be like, okay, yeah, I know I'm supposed to be on the left side.
Right.
Or I'm supposed to be on the right side. So, and plus, you know, I think that'll help draw in customers because some customers will want to just come in and be like, oh, I can meet my favorite quarterback. You know, I can meet Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or Russell Wilson or whoever it is that you want to meet. Maybe even get a pair of shoes from them.
Maybe even get their own model, custom made.
Well, I can even have the quarterbacks try and make the shoes. That'd be fun to watch.
Mm, that could be interesting.
And so I also figure that because quarterbacks are very competitive, that we just pay them on commission.
Ooh, yeah, that's a great call.
Right. So the more shoes they sell, the more they can make, the more they can brag to the other quarterbacks.
Yeah.
That's it seems like most quarterbacks are very competitive. I haven't quite figured out where to locate the store.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely a big city market, right? Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt. You know, you figure where do you have to go for that? Where are you going to, you know, where's the price point going to be for the majority of the shoes and what market's going to fit for that? So. I mean, maybe right even there in your native area of Chicagoland might be a pretty good call.
Yeah, it could be. Just because then you have that sort of the balance of being in the middle with, mm-hmm. you know, between the left coast and the right coast. So I suppose there's some meaning behind that, but
yeah,
that's probably overthinking it. But yeah, I think you're right. It's probably got to be a big city. So either Chicago or New York or LA. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll have to work on the location, but.
I like it. I think you're onto something here.
I appreciate it. Yeah. So that's shop number one. When that shop closes up, I have another pop-up shop that I'm going to open. It's going to be very different than left, right. And the name of the shop is going to be called Pop-Up Shop. Because we're going to sort of bring the literal pop to the pop-up shop. We're only going to sell pop named products. So soda pop, pop rocks, popcorn, stuff like that. That you automatically think, okay, it's a pop-up shop. It's selling pop or products that have up in their name, like push-ups, those ice cream treats.
Yeah.
What's going to be unique about this pop-up shop, besides the fact that it only sells pop-related products or pop-up-related products, is going to be the design of the store itself. And we're going to spend a lot of money building this out, but it'll be worth it. And it's also going to help us draw the crowds. So when you first walk into the pop-up shop, you enter, there's a set of double doors. So you have to walk through one door. When that one closes, the other one will open up. But that one doesn't open up until you're in between the two sets of doors. And then the floor pops up like a gang. I think the board game was called Boggle.
Yeah.
When we were younger. So, you know, you press down on the thing and then the dice like the whatever are inside.
You push down the little dome thing. And
right. And then the stuff pops up.
Yeah.
So that's how you enter the store. You'll get popped and the floor will shoot you up and into the store. So you know right from the get-go that this is going to be something different. This is going to be an experience.
I think you're onto something here. I wasn't sure you could talk me out of left, right, but I think we're onto something. So keep going.
Yeah. So, So first you get into the store by literally being popped up. Mm-hmm. The floor will pop you up and, you know, hopefully you land inside the store. If not, you get popped again. Eventually we'll get you in there. Where you land in the store, I don't know. So if you bring young kids with you, you might want to hold on to them when you first enter so you don't get separated. And then you can go through the store and pick out your favorite pop type product or pop name products. And randomly throughout the store, things will start popping. So it could be the floor that pops you up again or pops the products up. You could see, you know, there could be balloons that pop up when you go to grab something and pops and sends you back a little bit. It, the whole thing is, it's sort of like a haunted house, but it's not haunted. It's just like lots of fun stuff going on. Lots of surprises. You never know what you're going to see next. And you can get, you know, all your favorite treats there. So you can get something to drink with a soda pop. You can get some Pop Rocks candy. You can get your popcorn. You can get popcorn with Pop Rocks on it.
Ooh, yeah.
There's lots of options. We have a lot of product in there. The store is essentially always moving because the floor is popping. the products can be shuffled around. So you might be looking at Pop Rocks over on the left side of the store and all of a sudden it pops up, you know, the floor pops up from under and the Pop Rocks move to some other section of the store. You know, it's an experience. It's an adventure.
Yeah. This is a disposable income destination shopping goldmine.
Yeah. So that's why I figure I'd probably place it right between Disney World and Universal Studios.
Exactly. Yep.
Right. Cause you already go in there to spend crazy sums of money.
Yep.
So, you know, what's one more destination? You want to get away from Mickey Mouse for a couple hours? Go to the pop-up shop.
Yeah. And it's not an all day experience. You go in, get popped in, choose your favorite pop related goods, you know, taking that break during the day.
That's right.
You get jacked back up with sugar and caffeine. And then you're right back out on the streets, ready to roll, you know, going from Disney to Universal with the pop-up shop stop in between. That's gold.
Excellent. Well, you've just been hired as my marketing manager.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just think this has the idea and the longevity that that left-right may not have.
Right.
Like left-right is maybe like a one-time, let's see what's going on, but the pop-up shop, that could be like, you know, that could go viral. Like,
right.
Oh, check it out. I went to the pop-up shop.
But it is a pop-up shop. So it's not always going to be there.
Well, yeah, that's part of the...
And it may come back. It may not. It may come back in a different location.
You never know where it's going to pop up. I mean, this is marketing 101.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's any town in America that's got pop in the name, might be a good chance it will pop up there at some point.
I can't think of any, but yeah. Poplar, Missouri. How about that? I don't know if that's real, but that sounds real to me.
That works.
We're there.
Yep. And I think all our employees will have to be called Pops.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And Greg Popovich, the head coach of San Antonio Spurs, will have to be the store manager.
So, absolutely. I mean, he's the greatest pop there ever was and ever has been.
Yep. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are my two shops. I don't know. Which one do you think I should build out first?
Yeah, it's the pop-up shop.
Pop-up shop, okay.
It's a no-brainer. I know there's a huge front-end expense.
Right.
Building the facility. But I think it has it. Like, this would be the thing that people would latch onto and want to pop into whenever it came around. I just think it's like the ice cream truck, right? Everyone loves the ice cream truck.
That's right.
But you never know when it's going to show up.
Right.
And that's how you get your fix and, you know, to find the pop-up shop and to have that pop-up shop experience. I just think that's the way to go.
I agree. Yeah, I appreciate that feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And, so I'll start with the pop-up shop. And then once we get that going and start raking the dough, then I'll build out my shoe store.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good plan.
Well, I think that about does it for this episode of Hypothetical. Thank you very much, Brad, for joining me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We got, we have projects to work on now.
We do. We got a lot of businesses to start. And speaking of projects to work on, Lord. you've got a few projects, you're working on. do you want to tell people where they can find you or your projects?
Yeah. We don't have enough time left in the episode to say everything that I'm doing, but you can find most of my work at pinaddict.com. I make pin cases at knock.co, and you can find the lovely Pen Addict podcast at relay.fm/pen addict. you find me there, you'll know everything I'm into, which is currently new fountain pen ink and two live Kickstarters and about to hit up my first pen show of the year in Baltimore in a couple weeks. So busy boy.
Absolutely. And I got to say, if you're going to spend, say, you want to spend about $50 a year and get yourself smart, you subscribe to the Pen Addict Refill newsletter.
Oh, thank you so much.
Right. I think that's about, I think the annual is what, $48?
Yeah, 48.
It's the best $48 you'll spend in the year. And you get an awesome newsletter in your mailbox every Saturday morning, occasionally on a Sunday night if it's a pen show recap.
If it's pen show weekend.
You'll become 1,000 times smarter and more aware of the coolest things that are going on in the world. And you get lots of perks that go with it. So
well, you have you that. It's a little slice of hipster paradise in your inbox every week.
Yeah, it's the best slice of hipster paradise, in my opinion. And there's a lot, you know, like you said, you got a lot of cool things you're working on. You've got two awesome Kickstarters, a Spoke Pen and your the Pen Addict
Live
World Tour.
Two live shows this year. Unbelievable.
It's awesome. You make really cool stuff, and I appreciate you you coming on.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for joining me this week. And that's it for this episode of Hypothetical. Thanks for listening. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at _Hypothetical. And subscribe to Hypothetical on your podcast player choice. As always, if you have any complaints about anything we said, you can give us a call at 937-63-HYPER. It's 937-634-9737. Or send us an email to complain@hypothetical.show. Until next time, this is Hypothetical.